The last case I'm going to discuss is Vanda Pharmaceuticals. This is probably the more controversial case out of all the four of these. The patent at Vanda, the 610 patent, claimed a method of treating patients with schizophrenia, where the dosage level is determined by the patient's genotype. So the question here is, what the patent does is it has this method. It says, does this patient have this particular genotype? It calls it the CYP2D6 gene. If you have this gene, this gene affects how you metabolize certain medicines. So if you have this gene, you metabolize the drugs, such as this drug's called iloperidone. I think I got that right. You metabolize that drug faster. If you have a lower gene activity level, that means that you're not going to be metabolizing the drugs as quickly. And if the drug stays in your system longer, you're more predisposed to something that could cause cardiac disease. And heart problems. So the patent itself says, hey, in that case, if you have this lower gene activity, what you want to do is lower the dosage level to maybe 12 milligrams a day or less. And that's very specifically written. They have the dosage amount in the patent claim. If you have a higher activity level, then you can give the patient a higher dosage amount, 12 to 24 milligrams a day. The district court had held that this was a law of nature, all you were doing was disclosing this natural relationship between the iloperidone amounts, the metabolism level of that gene, of the enzymes produced by the gene, and how it affects the cardiac, your heart problems. How it affects your heart, I'm sorry. And Judge Lurie took a look at this, and I don't know if people know much more about Judge Lurie's background. Judge Lurie is a former counsel at Pfizer. He's very, very interested in pharmaceutical cases. So this was one of the cases I think he got very excited about. When he has a pharmaceutical case, he tends to, because of his senior status, grab the case. And this, for him, this is almost a statement. He wanted to reverse this case. He wanted to find this particular patent to be valid. It's a method of treatment patent. Because he says that this is a patent that recites specific steps of administering a drug with a specific dosage that's based on a genotype. And I think, I'm going to discuss this patent in relationship to another case, Mayo, which you might have heard about, from the Supreme Court, and how those are different, because they're both kind of seemingly very, very similar. And he has to do a little bit of a dance in order to differentiate the two cases. And I should have put this up here. I'm sorry I didn't. I want to talk a little bit about Mayo first so you can kind of get a sense of the claims. Recall that this claim, you're measuring some genotype and you're saying, hey, if you have higher gene activity, give a lower dosage. If it has lower gene activity, give a different dosage. In Mayo, what you had was a method for treating a gastrointestinal disease. And the Mayo claims were a method for optimizing the dosage based on, you administer the drug to the patient, and then you determine the level of a metabolite. So the Mayo patent said, look, is there this enzyme in the body that metabolizes this drug? And does that enzyme, what's the level of that enzyme in your body? If the enzyme level is high, you decrease the drug dosage. If the enzyme is low, you increase the drug dosage. Seemingly very similar. So what's the difference here? Kind of in the Vanda claims, what you're measuring is, what you're providing is the amount of dosage. And Judge Lurie focused on that you're giving a treatment method because you're telling people this is the dosage you should use. On the other hand, in Mayo, you're not providing that dosage. You're just measuring the enzyme level, which in itself could be a law of nature, right? It's something that the amount of enzyme in your blood is something that you can discover. Superficially could be just a law of nature. It doesn't tell you anything more. And what Judge Lurie found was the problem with Mayo is when you have when all you're doing is measuring the enzyme level and just say, hey, increased dosage or decreased dosage without a specific dosage amount, you could be preempting all types of treatment based on that measurement, right? You're just telling, hey, just increase or decrease. So a doctor, whatever they do, no matter what they do, increase or decrease that dosage, they're going to be infringing the Mayo patent. So the preemption point was pretty important to him. I can skip that. In the dissent, they said the dissent said, hey, you really can't distinguish this from Mayo. You can't, you know, in both cases, you're measuring something, whether it's the dosage level or the enzyme level. And in the dissent, it said, to transform an unpatentable law of nature into a patent-eligible application of such a law, a patent must do more than simply state a law of nature and then say apply it. And Judge Laurie disagreed, right? He said Mayo it's not about a treatment. It's about a law of nature because you're not telling anything about a dosage level. And unlike the claim in Mayo, to the extent that any preemption is a concern, these claims don't tie up the ability for a doctor to use, to make any subsequent treatment decisions.